Roy Wood Jr. is hanging out with us.
How goes it?
He is going to be at the Brea Improv this weekend, and you can get tickets at brea.improv.com. I went to the Sullivan & Son comedy tour. You guys all went on tour together, and I saw you out at in Burbank. And hilarious show, especially Roy. I mean, I love all the guys, but Roy
brought
down the house.
You didn't say that to all the boys?
I didn't. I didn't say that to all the boys.
Especially Roy.
Hey, Roy. It's hilarious. It's
like, do you end the show?
All of you been on the show. That's why they've been holding him back. Because it's like, oh, we're going to be.
No,
what
Steve
Roy.
Ends the show. Because, okay. I mean, Hitliner, it's his sitcom. It's just my job to go up for 20, 25 minutes, man, and just do my best to deliver anger as sober as possible and then drink afterwards. That's the one thing that when you go from doing like an hour as a Hitliner, because we're all like national touring guys, to being together like the Avengers and you only get 20 minutes apiece. It's like, okay, how do I time out my liquor so that I'm not too drunk? Because you got to time it where you peak. It's no different than going out to socialize and you pregame a little bit at the house and you want to walk in the door a little tipsy. I'm giving horrible advice to children listening right now.
They're in school. They're in school now. It's
perfect timing. Yeah, great. So, you want to drink a little bit in the parking lot. Red cups, my color solo cup of preference. But yeah, it's been great to be out on the road.
They told me you guys often like rotate. Like sometimes you'll start, sometimes Owen will start. So you don't.
Yeah.
So that's what you. Oh, I'm third. Okay, I can have about. Okay, I can start drinking.
Exactly.
Time.
So they keep staggering the batting order. So I'm like, coach, I don't know when I have to. I'm,
and then you go, "How's everybody doing?" And they're like, "Oh my god."
Oh no, we should have put him first.
Oh,
I told
no,
you.
Oh no.
You know what? I tried to drink on the road, and this is the problem is that Steve Byrne drinks harder than I do in terms of like proof of alcohol.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm a whiskey guy, but I'm a lower-end whiskey guy. And Steve is like Irish whiskey and scotch. And I wasn't prepared for scotch drinkers. Like
diesel fuel.
Yeah, it's not just that. But these scotch people, they're like the people who drink wine. I don't know if anybody drinks wine.
I drink wine.
Big wine snob.
All right, you wine snobs.
I'm not a snob,
yes,
Roy.
You are. The wine and scotch snobs. Whenever we bring a bottle, you start quizzing us about the history and the lineage of I don't know.
Do you know what year this oak barrel was made?
I was at a liquor store in Los Angeles on the way to the airport, and it just said liquor. I went in and got something.
Right.
What vineyard is it? Cognac and a single barrel double malt. Do you know whether this is potato blend or is it pure? It'll get you drunk.
Right.
You didn't pay for it.
They got to hold it up to light and look at it in the glass and just drink it.
Yeah, right.
And nobody does that with gin. It's just clear.
What bathtub
drinking.
Did you get this from?
Yes. What prison toilet purification process did you use to make this Sour Mash?
San Quentin Sour Mash.
This is wonderful.
Did you use Wonder Bread or what kind
How
of bread?
How many people did you shank to get all the potatoes you needed? For this wonderful
swirl. Roy Wood Jr. hanging out with us.
Happened.
Go see him at the Brea Improv. It's this weekend, September 12th through the 15th, brea.improv.com. Now, we did happen to dig around and find one of your prank calls that you used to make when you were doing the radio business.
Yeah, they're all over YouTube, man. If you just Google my name, there's plenty of them to listen to. People hijack them.
So we're going to play one now. If you're calling in for the Playboy password, was that the actual sign to call in?
Play.
There it is. There's the actual sign to call in. Call in right now if you have the Playboy password. You're the first one through with it correctly. You will be going to the Playboy Mansion to party with us this Saturday for our first birthday bash. Thank you, Roy, for coming in. Brea.improv.com. Get the tickets. He's hilarious, the Brea Improv, this weekend. All right. Here's Roy Wood Jr., one of his prank calls.
Hello.
Barbara.
Uh-huh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I call you on the behalf of the Federal Social Security Administration Division. I call you about your Social Security check. My call to let you know that we're going to be reducing your check because the government is having cutbacks right now in the midst of everything that go on with the hurricane and the gas price, and we try to help the gas and the surplus of the nation. So we will cut your check back down to $250 for the next 12 months.
And, oh, no, y'all won't?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
No, sir.
Ma'am, do not.
You better tell them folks, or have them hurricane folks, they better get them a job like I work for mine. They better get up and work for them.
Yes, ma'am. How could you say something so insensitive that is not nice to say about the hurricane people because they are trying to get back on their feet?
Nobody has to have a car. Let them walk like I do.
Shut up and be a good American, please. And
man, I'm not studying about being no good America, no bad America, because I'm not even an American. I'm just a person living in America.
I bet I'd be a bad American if I come and slap you for hollering at me like that.
No, if you come and slap me, you'll be a dead American because I'm going to f*** you up.
No, ma'am, you will not touch me because I'm a trained...
Oh, yeah. If you touch me...
I'm a trained Mabuti warrior from the Buya tribe.
I don't give a d- what tribe from you from. I'm from the kick-ass tribe. Put your paws on me, I'm going to try my best to f*** you up.
I'm trained in shield and I'm trained in spear.
I don't give a d- about no spear. But I'll whoop your ass on GP. No. You waste your time. Don't waste my d- time talking about my check.
We will, ma'am, it is going down to $250, and then we will
if
come.
It does, I'm gonna find your ass and whoop it till it go back up.
Barbara, what you do not understand is that the federal guidelines in regards to the Social Security state that the government, in time of financial economic crisis and big deficit, we can judge.
You get through to doing all that talking, the government, the Bush had to come here and knock on the door and tell me some like that, because what you saying ain't meaning.
You're not getting your check, mother. You not.
I ain't
money.
Worried about that. You don't let it come. I'll whoop your ass to a rope like okra. Come around here and I'll skin your ass like I skinned that catfish last night.
I'm from G-Unit. I'm in the G-Unit.
I wouldn't give a damn if you was from the Hoochie Coochie tribe from Mississippi. I don't give a damn about nobody, too.
This is Dr. Sidiman Azibo, ma'am. You will respect me.
I don't give
me.
A damn about you saying you doctor.
I'm from the Nigeria, the American blacks.
You
should
care
respect
where you
me.
From.
You respect me. I will come to the Alabama. I will slap you, baby.
Yeah, and I'll slap your ass to sleep, too. You hobo your way up here in Alabama, with me iPad back. You just hobo your way up here. iPad back.
I can't because of the gas price assistance. I can't.
The gas. You from a tribe, bitch. Run. You shouldn't want no gas. What you need gas from? You from a tribe. Put them big 15 feet on the cement and get to running.
Why don't you meet me downtown at the radio station?
What radio station?
It's a prank phone call. It's comedian Roy Wood Jr., it. Barbara.
Oh,
how you doing?
All love it, man. It's Barbara's Check is the name of that prank if people want to pull it up.
Oh my God.
Free download.
Roy Wood Jr. going to be at the Bray Improv. Thank you so much for coming in. Open door. Anytime you want to come back, stop back by and see us. Just get up earlier next time.
Indeed.
He's there. Bray Improv all weekend long. Get your tickets. Brea.improv.com. We're going to take a break. Find out who's going with us to the Playboy Mansion when we come back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.